So if our mind is disturbed, we may hear kirtan or do something devotional, by which the mind will become calm. But again, when we are exposed to a similar situation, again it will get disturbed. That is to be expected in this world. See, first is that if we are in an ocean, we can't expect that there will be no waves in the ocean. A boat will always be moved up and down by the waves. And the expertise of the person driving the boat driver, is that they know how to manage with the waves. Sometimes if a place is very stormy, you move out of there. But if you expect that there will be a place in the ocean where there are no waves, you're not going to find a place like that. So relatively speaking, there are sometimes some situations where the provocation of the disturbance is a lot. And at that time, moving away from that situation, at least temporarily, is good. It's like moving away from a stormy area in the ocean. But expecting that things will be completely peaceful, that is an unrealistic expectation. So generally, if you see the provoking situations, see, they can be of two types. One is some of them are predictable and some of them are unpredictable. Like some people we know, they are of a particular nature. So, you know, some people, they just know which buttons to press on us.
Yeah, they just know how to irritate us.
So, when we find out that there are people who are, when we know such predictable irritations or predictable disturbances, then the way we deal with them is by anticipation and preparation. Maybe I'll avoid the situation. Maybe I will not get provoked over here. So in that way, we can deal with those situations. The second is, if we have situations where they are unpredictable, then at that time, Hare Krishna.
Chant.
Hare Krishna, Adamada Prabhu. Nice to see you. Hare Krishna. So, at least the predictable situations, we can plan. Okay, if I do this, this is likely to happen. And how can I minimize this? How can I avoid the aggravation? And over a period of time, we also develop some amount of acclimatization. That means, say, initially, if you come from India to America, America may be very cold. But over a period of time, the body gets acclimatized to it. So like that, with some situations, we get acclimatized. We learn, okay, this is going to be irritating, but I will not get irritated. Because that's the way it is. But in general, at least moving away at that time decreases our aggravating the situation. Afterwards, we can calmly deal with and minimize this problem. And when it's likely to happen, we manage it properly by anticipating and preparing. Okay? Thank you. Okay.